All right, welcome to the No Onions Podcast. I am your host, Corey John. And the No Onions Podcast is where we speak to filmmakers, actors, producers, writers, fans, editors, and so forth about their unpopular opinions about popular productions. And today I'm really excited to have the young man we got with us today. He is an award-winning producer and director and writer. Also a Christian hip-hop artist, CEO and visionary of Children of God Entertainment, film festival winner, and I'm talking about Toronto International Film Festival, Nollywood Film Festival, New Jersey Film Festival, Charlotte Black Film Festival, probably any other film festival you can think of, known for short film Forgiveness, web series, You Don't Know Jack, and my favorite Tubi movie, The Dreamer, and he just lives by the motto, in order to lead, you must first follow. And that is by none other than Mr. Nelson Mandela. So I want y'all to give it up for my brother in arms, Mr. Idris Ice Pearson. Man, thanks so much for coming out, man. I meant to ask you before I did that, was I saying your first name right?
It's Idris, but it's Idris.
So it's the long eye.
Long eye.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this now. Anybody that listens, they gonna know it now. So that explains why you have the nickname Ice now. So, so I was like, I used to wonder, like, if it's Idris, why is it Ice? But if it's Idris, then Ice. Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure it's because you was cold on the mic too.
I got ice from a partner from high school because I the jewelry I wore, but I, you know, from
rap. Oh, so it's from jewelry. It just kind of segued into
that's where it came from.
That's what's up. So you was blinging back in high school.
I was trying a little something, you know, put some little kiosks in the middle of the mall, get a little fake, you know, the fake silver, the sterling silver. You know
It was sterling though, so it was real.
It was real. Yeah. So that sterling silver with them cubics in it. That's what.
I had a couple pieces. Matter of fact, I had a grill sterling silver with the fake diamonds in it. That's what's up, man. Idris, bro. So, I mean, we talk a lot, you know, me and you can talk offline a lot. And one thing that's always kind of cool, about you, that's different than a lot of people, unfortunately, in this industry, is you're always willing to work with people. Like you're always willing to you have experience as a director, you got experience as a producer, you're a writer, you know, but it's like, if somebody needs something, you don't mind filling in that gap, filling in that void. And I think that's like commendable, bro. I think it's awesome, man. And it's something that I think we all need, especially us who are trying to get it. I heard Issa Rae say something along the lines of, so many people are trying to network up when we need to be networking across.
Right.
You know, people who are where we are that don't mind coming together to achieve a goal. And I think that's really big. And you are the epitome of that, bro. So
thank you, man. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I try my best to just, cause you know, sometimes we fall short, especially in the independent film arena. You know what I mean? We have to be a jack of all trades and learn every aspect of it. So that's why, you know, I just want to see the next person's success and in any way I can, whether it's just telling somebody just to go do it or just saying, hey, if you need me to do sound, I can do sound. If you need me to AD, I can AD. If you need me to direct, I can do that as well. But just being able just to be just to help somebody just to the next place. Because I may not have had that help in one place at one time. So it's always good to be able to help.
100%, man. 100%. And people, I wish people would do more of that. Like, it's something I've began to embrace after seeing you do it. Like being in film as long as I've been, like I've always, like I had that feeling where PA, I'm not being no PA, I'm a director, you know, I'm a producer. I'm not holding no microphone. But then, you know, it's so much easier. And then like, and you can like, if we're working together, right? Like you might direct this one, I do sound on this one, and the next one we might switch, you know what I mean? So Yeah, so I think, like I said, I just think it's dope. So a question, like you got any? I know you got Forgiveness, which you know has my wife in it. What's up, baby? So you got what do you have now? Like new that people can go see, or what you got coming out?
We do have To Serve and Protect. It's on Film Barrel Studios YouTube page.
Okay.
We have a few shorts on there as well. I posted a few shorts on Facebook and IG. One is called Assumption. Of course, I work with Sheena Foss, who's had me direct a few of her projects, which is The Dreamer is the most recent one, which is out on Tubi right now. I've written a thriller. I'm working on getting funding for a rom-com titled Zone, which I'm just waiting for the funding to fall in. So if anybody want to invest in it,
waiting on the checks.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? But those are the things that's going on right now. I'm actually going to be working in Charleston in a few weeks with Miss Felicia Rivers down there and co-directing a project down there with her.
Geechee One. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go.
Just trying to get my name out there and work with that.
Bro, when I tell you, bro, like I'm getting chills, bro. Like you, bro, like I love your spirit, bro. Like it's crazy, man. And then the wealth of knowledge that you have, because when you're in these rooms, right, you're picking up information too. Your experience is enhancing. You know what I mean? So
right.
And so it's like now you're this wealth of knowledge, and somebody else could have had that wealth, but they didn't want to not be a director.
But at the same time, like, and that's from COVID, honestly. Like, COVID made me sit down and really learn the craft of directing, learn the craft of writing, you know what I mean? Like, reading and taking classes and, like, you know, like, okay, listen, watching these master classes, like, those be the things, and, you know, just trying to push myself to do, you know. Then another thing is, like, I co-host a podcast called The Relationship Perspective as well, which we're trying to build and it's just things that we pull online and just give our perspective. My co-host Janetta Renee, and just talk about that and just have a good time at the same time.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So we talked about the podcast. So what are some other ways people can follow you and like keep track of what you got going on? Like, what's your, you know, your IG, your all that?
My IG is Idris_Ice, spelled with two I's, _Pearson. And of course, you can follow me on there. Of course, Facebook is Idris Ice Pearson, is just a space. And then on TikTok is Idris Ice Pearson as well. So everything is pretty much Idris Ice Pearson. So, but it's two I's. I know a lot when people think ice, it's with one I, but I spell it with two. Because it's an acronym, which the acronym means intrigued in Christ excellence, which something that we, you know, coming from the Christian hip hop field, you know, coming from mainstream hip hop to Christian hip hop, it was a thing, and so just trying to see where I fit in, and film has been where I fitted that puzzle piece fitted pretty smoothly.
Yeah, ironic. I don't know if that's ironic or not. But anyway, coincidentally, maybe. But you and I kind of share that in common too, because I was never in like not Christian hip hop, but I used to be in urban Christian music. I used to have a group, and we were together like 14 years. And we, you know, we were doing our thing. Eternal Voices, shout out. We end up doing this movie. For our music, and it was called Addicted. Addiction, What's Yours? That's what it was called. And that's when I first like actually wrote, and like I had been acting since like high school, but the first time I had the chance to write and direct and produce, and I was like, wait, this feels a little different. This might be the move.
That's exactly how I fell into it, like doing the music thing. Like I was like, man, because like, you know, I looked at LL as a person, like in the music industry, where I wanted to kind of follow. But my first film was Are You In or Out, which like it's not the best of best, but you know, it's
like we all got one or two.
So, you know, doing that process, I got I started acting, and then shouts out to VA, VA the So like, shouts out to her because that's how I like started like doing it, and then got behind it. I acted in the first in that, and I was like, nah, this is not where I want to be. And then I got behind the scenes of the writing and directing portion, and that felt more in tune with how I wanted to run.
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. So so now that we talking about that, so film, right? Because you said that, you know, one of the films wasn't like the best. So what five components, what five essential ingredients do you need to have? And I'm gonna take notes while you do it, to have the a successful film.
I would say, and I'm gonna have an honorable mention, but number five is going to be you need a team. A team should be number one on the list. Number two, I would say continuity. Number three would be consistency. Number four would be sound. Number five would be a positive attitude.
Wow.
And my honorable mention would be patience.
I ain't gonna hold you. Your honorable mention might be my number one. Bro, like that's so strong, man, because like, first of all, team is everything, right? Because you can't do it by yourself. Even when you do it by yourself, you still end up, you know, having a team. Like, you know, asking somebody to use their venue or, you know, their spot for to film. You ask somebody they can do a favor and do some makeup or, you know, so you always end up with a team, even if it's you, right? And so that's really big. But that whole patience piece, man, because like filming it ain't quick. Not just on the days on set, right? Because everybody knows, you know, sometimes filming can last forever on the day of shoot. But also, like, you know, some actors, some of them a little, you know, hard to work with. And you got to have patience to deal with them sometimes. Or you need to have an actor who has patience, because you might have to make a change because something didn't go to plan. You know, like, so yeah, patience is like so freaking big, bro. Like, I love that.
It's crazy because when you have that, if you and I'm gonna say, don't pray for patience, because God gives it to you in the way that you if he'll put somebody that's gonna make you have this, but just try to understand people's situation, because everything happens in life. Anything, like you said, on set, you know, we can be on set, you know, the minimum is 8 to 12, but shoot. Right. I know I've worked on the set where we daggone put in 23 hours. So like it's crazy. So that patience piece is really huge, man.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, I think the patience and the positive attitude, they might be my number one to two, for real. but continuity is big too, because I swear some of these movies you be like, wait, where did that kid come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? All right, so with all that being considered, right, you got to let everybody know, what is that film that popular film that you have an unpopular opinion about, bro?
Birdman Hands. The popular film that I have an issue with is Get Out. And I know everybody that's watching this, they're gonna be like, Get Out. Why Get Out?
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele is dope.
Kahlua. I don't know how you say his last name. What's the other? Lakeith.
Lorel.
Like, bro, these are like.
Lorel. Nothing against the actors. Nothing against the actors at all. Actors did a great job.
Okay. What's your gripe? What do you not agree with?
This is my and mind you, when I watched this, I was probably in the wrong headset. I think I probably just got off set a few days prior, so it's probably me being in the wrong headset. my gripe with it was when the deer hit the top of that car and only broke that side of that side mirror.
That guy's gonna be done.
And from that moment long, from that moment on, like that, yeah, that's not gonna work. They should have did this. You should have did that. Nah, you man, come on, Joe. You know better than that. Like, and I understood the symbolism and everything that happened.
Yeah,
with
because
his mom had got killed, and his mother got killed. But like that car should have been totaled 3 times.
It'd be like that though, man. Like you'll have like a film be so like you'll be like, okay, I'm here. And then like the most unbelievable, like, wait, I've been in this situation before. This is not how this goes happens. Exactly. And then you're like, yeah, exactly. I can't.
And that's exactly what it was. Cause I think a few years before that, like I had nicked a baby deer, like it, and it messed the front end of my Jeep Cherokee up. Well, wow. I was like, so it was like me seeing it was like, well, yeah, they must not be from the South. They must not have the South. You know what I'm saying? So that was my gripe.
That's funny. I can't even argue with that one, man. Like for real, because I feel like that's legit. Because I've seen some stuff where like that one thing just kind of takes you out of it. But like you said, you still appreciate the symbolism and the story and the actors and all that. Definitely. It was just
the art form was perfect. If it would have been like a raccoon or something smaller animal,
a bunny,
a squirrel. It could have been a squirrel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would have been more in tune if it was like a goose or something. Because well, I can see that happen with a goose.
Yeah. I can feel you on that. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better, bro, because when you told me at first that it was Get Out, I was like, okay, we got to have a heart-to-heart. Because I feel like that was like probably on my list of best movies of all time. Like, that's probably up there. It's probably like on like maybe the top 25 or so, okay. Maybe 50. Like it's up there. Because of the not just the story, because everybody gets caught on the racial injustice, but to me it's more so the idea of harvesting somebody's brain and our body and putting your brain, like that. Like to me that was like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and then so once I got into that mode, it was like, bro, they should have did this. They should have had like a dream of him being like the white guys in the white guy situation and him walking around. Like it was things like I started to see,
it was like when that one string hanging off and then you just like pull it. Yeah, they start coming apart.
That's exactly what happened. So that's funny. Shouts out to Jordan Peele though, like the way it was shot, the how he told the story. The symbolism in it, that was great. All that was good. It's just that deer, that red vehicle, that red Jeep, whatever SUV that was, that engine would have been on the ground.
You ain't lying, though. I didn't even think about that, but you ain't lying, bro. That'd have been, man. My cousin, she hit a deer, and man, her car was totaled. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, that was a wrap. Like, so yeah, I feel you on that 100%, bro.
That's why I haven't watched it since, so I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it and just try it again.
Okay, wait, hold up, because before you say that, dang, I already know your answer. Now I'm scared. All right, so at the end of every episode, I have this onion, and so I ask the person if they're gonna watch it again, and if they say no, then I'm cool, I can put the onion away. But if they say they're gonna watch it again, I have to, because the show is called No Onions because I hate onions, and I feel like everybody likes onions.
Onion.
Everybody put like onions on either, everything. Bro. You don't see, I should have had you like get an onion either. Too.
Thank you for that.
So since you said, oh my God, this, I'm getting scared, bro. Okay, since you said that you will watch it.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me, I ain't gonna watch it, man. I'm not gonna watch it.
No, sorry, because all right, let me come. I got video too, so my wife can see it. All right, so since you said that you're gonna watch it, I have to eat this onion. Whew. Oh my God.
Oh God, bro. Oh, oh man. All right.
Why is it hot?
Corey, I apologize, man. I didn't know that's what you had at the end of that, bro. You should have told me that. I would have said no. I'm not gonna watch.
I'm gonna tell you what, You better watch it because this is gross.
I'm gonna watch it Sunday. I'm gonna watch it Sunday. And I'm like, bro, I watched it. I still feel the same way, but I'm gonna watch it again.
I need video proof. I just like because okay. this is gross.
I got you, bro. I got you. I'm going to watch the movie just because you had to endure that.
I appreciate it, bro. Hold up. I don't even understand. Why do people like this, bro? This is
gross. I don't know, bro. I don't know why people eat onions, especially raw onions. I can eat them sauteed, but like raw onions.
I can only eat them when it's fried and mm-hmm. the onion part is gone. Like they fried it so hard that it's just skin.
All right, I gotta go throw up, but
mm-hmm. listen, I appreciate you, bro. Hey man, for real, keep doing what you're doing, dog, because like whether you know it or not, man, I've been doing film for like over 20 years now, and it's crazy that like seeing you move the way you do, it inspires me, bro. Like for real.
Thank you, bro. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep doing your thing, man. And everybody that's listening, you know, this is our first, like, I don't know if you're gonna be number two or number three, but one of our first episodes. So I just hope that people, you know, listen to it and check out everything you got going. Real quick, I'm a huge fan of that movie, The Dreamer, too. Shout out to you and Sheena. Because what Bible story? Because I keep mixing it up. Is David?
It's Joseph.
Joseph. That's who it is. Joseph, because the woman came and he ran. Yeah,
man. Shout out to Tina, man. Shout out to the whole our whole team, Film Barrel Studios, bro. We trying to make sure we trying to do things really big here. So, shout out to everybody that's watching it. Thank you for watching it. Thank you for just bringing that up, bro. I really appreciate it.
100%, bro. 100%, man. Y'all doing your thing, man. So proud of you. I'm gonna try to get Sheena on here. I don't really know her, so you know. When you be just showing up in people's inbox, they be like, who is that? You know, but
let me know.
I
get the situation. All
right, cool. All right, brother, man. It's been real, man. You be good, bro. Make sure you watch that movie, man.
All right, we'll do, bro. All right, we'll do.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right.